take a we'll take a little break from talking State of the Union. We've got all day to talk about State of the Union, but we also like to focus on what's going on election 2014. And joining us right now to talk about his campaign, this where we're focusing on Ag Commissioner today on the program, Sid Miller joining me to talk about his campaign, Republican candidate for Ag Commissioner. Mr. Miller, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Ted. It's a little nippy here in Stephenville this morning, about 18 degrees.
Oh, that's a little chilly. You might need a light jacket out there for that.
Had to break the water on the water trough this morning.
That's right.
It's cold.
Sid, tell us a little bit about yourself. For those who are looking at the Ag Commissioner's race, looking at the different candidates, tell us a little bit about your background and why you decided to run for Ag Commissioner.
Sure. I'm a eighth-generation Texas farmer and rancher. We've been farming and ranching for over 250 years. I make my living off the land. I'm the only candidate in this race that has a degree in agriculture. I'm a former FFA advisor, 4-H leader, and ag teacher. I spent the early part of my adult career training our young people for a career in agriculture and go back and live and work on the family farm. I'm 58 years old. I've been married to my high school sweetheart for 36 years. We have two sons that are grown and have families, two grandchildren. I served in the legislature for six terms. I was chair of the Agriculture and Livestock Committee, which has direct oversight of the Texas Department of Agriculture. The only one that has any in-depth knowledge of the department, how it works, developing the budget and programs through the Texas Department of Agriculture. I also was chair of Homeland Security and Public Safety, where I had oversight of the Texas Rangers, the DPS, and securing the Texas border. I'm past director of the Farm Bureau, past president of the Farmers Cooperative here, lifetime member of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I grow different crops here in Stephenville. I have a cattle operation, stocker cattle, and cow-calf operation. I raise American Quarter Horses. I'm honorary vice chairman of the American Quarter Horse Association. I have a horse that's more famous than me. Her name's Pearl. She was BRSA Horse of the Year at the national finals this year. Cody Owens rode her out there the last 5 years. And I won my ninth world championship on her at the AQHA World Show last November. So that's pretty much where I'm from. We're the conservative in the race. We've got the only candidate that has endorsements from the conservative groups in this race. And we also have a good number of agriculture groups that are backing us in this race. We're feeling good about it. We're working hard, out meeting the people.
Why did you decide to run for Ag Commissioner?
I tell you what, I'm really concerned for our country. I see our country becoming more and more like some of the socialist countries in Europe. California was once the breadbasket of the nation. It no longer is. They have pretty much driven agriculture out of California. I can see parts of Texas becoming like California. I'm running because I want to preserve our rural heritage, our Western lifestyle, our family values, our rural work ethic that we all grew up with. The other candidates in the race, some of them have said that they're running using this office as a stepping stone to higher office. That's not what I'm about. I want to be Ag Commissioner. I want to make sure that we have a true face of agriculture in that position, and that agriculture is well represented, and that we make sure that Texas doesn't become like California.
Visiting with Sid Miller, you can visit his website, millerfortexas.com. On your website, among the issues that you list, water being a key issue. And, you know, out here in West Texas, we care about water. You know, water's a big issue that's been brought up, but it's all throughout the state of Texas as well. How does the issue of water and Ag Commissioner, how does that tie in, and what do you foresee going into the future?
I'm going to do something that no Ag Commissioner's ever done. I am going to make water my number one priority, my number one issue. I will name a deputy commissioner of agriculture in charge of water. I'll make sure that person's a water engineer and he understands it. Texas for many years was sparsely populated. We were watered with windmills and everything was fine. We've grown to a point today where there's 26 million people in our state. We have a finite amount of water, and we've got to do a better job of managing it than what we're doing. In the last constitutional election test, voters approved taking $2 billion out of the rainy day fund to fund water projects across the state. Prior to that election, in the previous election, they approved $6 billion in bonds. So we have $8 billion sitting down there in Austin of taxpayers' money. And there's three commissions. One thing the legislature did is they took the Water Development Board from a six-member board to a three-member board, and none of the sitting three members represent agriculture. Hmm. That concerns me greatly. So I want to make sure that agriculture has a seat at the table, that money is allocated. I want to make sure that it's on an as-need basis, not a political basis. We need a seat at the table. There needs to be a balance between industrial use, municipal use, rural communities, and agriculture. Currently, there was a just released this morning that for the third year in a row, the rice farmers on the Katy Prairie are going to be denied their irrigation water out of the Colorado River again. So we need someone to step in the gap and fill that hole.
Visiting with Sid Miller, MillerForTexas.com, and four is spelt out, F-O-R, MillerForTexas.com. What are some of the issues you're hoping to tackle if elected ag commissioner?
Well, other than water, I'm going to continue working with Texas Rangers, Department of Public Safety, to secure the Texas border. I have a deep working knowledge of that, chairing that committee. Our farmers and ranchers down there in peril, many of their places they can't even operate on because of the drug cartel and criminal activity down there. I want to make sure that people understand what our most valuable natural resource is too, Chad. A lot of people think it's oil and gas. A lot of people think it's water, but it's our youth. I want to make sure that we get our youth involved in agriculture. Only 2% of Texans are actually involved in production agriculture. So I want to make that pathway as easy and as smooth and as seamless as possible for our young adults. So I'll have a program to reach out, to educate, to train, to recruit people to come into agriculture so they can stay on the family farm and live in our rural communities and continue our rural heritage and our Western lifestyle and continue our family values that makes Texas Texas.
Before I let you go, Sid, and we're visiting with Sid Miller, MillerForTexas.com, talking about the ag commissioner's race. And how do you separate, because it's one of those races that probably a lot of Texans, it's not one of those top races. It's not governor, it's not lieutenant governor, not attorney general. It's one of those races where they take a look at last, they see a bunch of names on the ballot. How do you separate yourself from everybody else?
Well, the several things that distinguish me. I'm the only one that has an education in agriculture. Everybody else is from the University of Texas. I'm the only one that's been an ag teacher. I'm the only one that has served in the legislature and has legislative experience. I'm the only one that has that direct oversight of the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm one of the few in the race that actually make my living off the land and have for generations, and I'm connected to the land. I understand it. So, and I have the only person in the race that has a conservative credential. Everybody else is moderates or liberals or Democrats running as a Republican. We've gotten all the endorsements of all the conservative groups like Young Conservatives of Texas, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, Texas Right to Life. I was the author of the sonogram bill, strongest pro-life bill in the nation. Saved 8,000 babies last year just in Texas. Also, had another bill you might have heard of. I was the one that authored the bill that allows you to hunt wild hogs out of helicopters.
Right.
So, there's a lot of things that I think that sets me apart in front. And there's only one other candidate that has any agriculture groups backing. But I have the conservatives backing our campaign. We have the agriculture groups behind us. We have conservative leaders across the state like Kathy Adams with Eagle Forum, Kelly Shackelford with Liberty Institute, David Barton with Wall Builders, your local guy Tim Lambert, who is National Committeeman and heads up the Homeschool Coalition. We've got Michelle Smith, Concerned Women of America, Elizabeth Graham with Texas Rights and Life. We've got Jonathan Sides with Texas Values, and the list goes on and on. Dozens and dozens of elected officials, congressmen, state representatives, county chairmen, SREC members. We have a deep well of support out there, Jen.
Visiting with Sid Miller, and I guess just one more thing before I let you go. Is that how you got Nugent's endorsement by, shooting hogs from the helicopter?
You know, I became friends with Ted Nugent, who is as he used his words, we're American blood brothers, constitutionalists, and freedom fighters. He is a great champion of freedom of the Constitution, and, of course, he sits on the board of the NRA,
right.
The Rifle Association. So, yes, we became acquainted after I waged war on feral hogs across the state, which, by the way, are responsible for $500 million each year in damage to property in Texas. And it's not just agricultural crops. These wild hogs are starting to creep into our urban areas, getting into city parks, golf courses, overturning tombstones,
right.
Cemeteries. The city of Irving, pretty close to where the Dallas Cowboys train, trapped 300 head last year, right there on the Trinity River. So it is a problem. They carry disease of all kinds. So Ted jumped in on that, and his team helped me craft that bill.
That's great. Hey, Sid, I appreciate your time today. Sid Miller, MillerForTexas.com. Appreciate your time. Republican candidate for Ag Commissioner. We'll visit with you again as the primary continues. All right.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you the chance to be on your show and talk to your listeners.
Have a good one.
God bless.
That's Sid Miller.